Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And the countdown, the clock is ticking as we're getting close to the holidays and the end of the year, and a fun product here with a great backstory, a great cause. And we're going to talk to the two owners, Ethan and Jordan, and let them, I'm kind of going to turn it over to them real quick, let them explain what we're talking about. Unique bags, a tote with a, like I said, a backstory, and I'll let them kind of talk about the inspiration and get started, and then I'll chime in with some questions. And guys, thanks for joining me today as the holidays quickly approach.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks for having us. We're super excited to be here.
Yeah, go ahead, Ethan. You're you've been jumping through the phone waiting to get at me, so go ahead.
Of course. Yeah, so we're really excited to talk about our company here today, Tuluma Totes. And like you said, we specialize in really cool, colorful backpacks, something super unique, probably guarantee you've never seen anything quite like it. And so the idea itself for Tuluma was actually born on a service project over in Uganda. And for those that don't know, Uganda is actually a really colorful place.
Yeah, actually, hi, this is Jordan. Super excited to be here, too. When you get a chance, Google search Uganda fashion and click on the images tab, and you'll see exactly what we mean.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, with this color, we wanted to fit in. And so we had some colorful, vibrant fabric sewn onto a backpack. And then coming back to the States, this unique backpack got a ton of compliments. And so when you think about it, like, every country has its own unique traditions that really come to life through their fabric. And so this is where the idea sparked, is like, hey, what if there was a way to connect these colorful fabrics from around the world to people back home here in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's a great look. Yeah. They're great looking products, guys. And I'll tell the listeners, I'll put all the links in the show notes. On where that'll be iHeartRadio and on ricklimper.info with the links, stylish colors, fabrics from all over the world. What I like, but handmade, right? Yeah. Handmade right in California, so made here in the USA, and and there's just enough room for everything. We're not over stuffing something that's going to hurt your back. I can see students. I can see athletes. I can see moms out for the day, really versatile.
Yeah, exactly. So we know that they're like super unique, one of a kind conversation starter bags. And what's really special about Tuluma is that we have three core pillars for our foundation. We're not just selling you a backpack. We actually are a mission-based company. So the three pillars are, number one, we source, like we said, we source unique and colorful fabrics from around the world, just like Uganda. Number two, we hand make everything here in the U.S. And number three, we provide microloans out to the countries where we actually source the fabric from. And so these microloans really serve as the foundation of our mission. And what's great about Tuluma is this was a company that started on a mission trip, then a dining room table. Eventually, we were featured on Shark Tank. And now, years later, you know, we've impacted thousands of communities.
Yeah, it the Shark Tank experience is unique for you guys, and the product is really unique. And you guys both have a background in e-commerce, so has that kind of helped you with the launch and helped you kind of get to where you are right now?
Yeah, so I have actually spent my career working for large consumer companies. I know you're a sports guy, so you'll like this. I was working in the golf industry. I worked for Bridgestone Golf and Puma Golf. And so I kind of have had this experience in digital marketing, social media, e-commerce, but my heart has always been for entrepreneurship, and kind of reached a point in my career where I understood logistics, operations, technology, and marketing enough that I was really ready to branch out on my own. But, you know, I didn't want just any company. I'm super passionate about travel. I have a huge heart for helping people. So when Tuluma came along, I knew it was the perfect fit, you know, the perfect combination of all my experience. And, you know, this is an amazing mission, high quality products, unique products. So something that I could really be excited to put all of my passion and energy behind.
Yeah. Jordan, taking what you learned there at Bridgestone in beautiful Covington, Georgia, and
That's right. And
making Tuluma Tote, and Ethan, similar for you, but you've really you've had a life focused on helping companies grow and industries grow and giving back.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of my story also resonates with Jordan as far as kind of the background specifically in the e-commerce space. And so exactly to your point, it's like most of my career has been specifically focused on the online e-commerce business world, a variety of different industries, not all golf related, unfortunately, but all fun. And then I was at a point in my career where I was looking to give back, whether, you know, it was something with service-based or something helping out communities. And then kind of Taluma just was the perfect project at the perfect time to fit both like my background professionally as well as my personal desires too.
Yeah, we're with Ethan and Jordan from Taluma Totes, and we'll have the links in the show notes. Check those out. Check out a really well-done website. This is really how a product should be launched. And guys, what's been the reaction from the different countries, the different people around the world that are participating, partnering with you guys, benefiting from you guys? What's been the feedback?
Yeah, so we do a lot of cool things. Probably my favorite and what we're most well known for is our microloan program. And so what this exactly is like everyone's heard the phrase, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, teach a man a fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. Well, what if they already know how to fish but can't afford the fishing net? So that's where we come in and step in. And so like to give you a specific example, we've done this exact situation. There was a woman from a small village in the Philippines. Her name was Melchora. She had run a fishing business for about 10 years or so. And then she had all these expenses kind of pile up at once. She needed a new net. She had some boat repairs, some other expenses. And she was kind of at this crossroads where she couldn't afford all this to keep her business going. And herself and her family relied on this income for, you know, basic survival. Thankfully, you know, we were able to step in. There wasn't any other kind of banking financial institution there to be able to help her out, but we were. Be able to give her a microloan to buy what she needed so she can kind of get everything up to speed, continue her operations, make her income, support her family, and as well as her local community there. So we have like countless stories and examples of the way we're able to work with individuals, work with communities, and basically providing them the stepping stones they need in order to kind of continue what they're doing, whether it's a service, a trade, a business, something like that. In whatever country that is. We do a lot of work specifically in Africa and Southeast Asia, but at this point in time, after a number of years that we've been doing this, we've worked with basically, you know, all over the globe, a bunch of different countries.
Yeah, just fantastic product, and the mission is fantastic. Jordan, who's responsible for the different colors and designs? There, you got a lot of great ones. I mean, it's hard to pick out one or two, but how do you come up with the styles and the designs?
Yeah, I love that question because we monitor our, you know, customer service people are always emailing us and asking for different fabrics, and so we get a lot of inspiration from there. And we actually have a traveler edition program where, let's say, you were going to go to Ecuador, right? And so you contact us, you say, I'm going to go to Ecuador, I'd love to bring some fabric back for you. So you can actually go to Ecuador as a traveler, you bring your fabric back and mail it to us, and we will put it on our bags. And so that would be like your Rick Traveler Edition tote. So it's kind of split. Some of them we're doing our own sourcing and bringing fabrics in that way. And some of the more unique designs we get directly from travelers. So that's a really cool program that gets us some really unique, colorful, vibrant patterns.
I love that. Promoting creativity as well. And like I said, this is a great product, would make a great holiday gift. And Ethan, what's coming next? I know you guys looks like you're a proponent of expanding at a reasonable pace. And how do you guys approach the next steps?
Yeah, so 2023 is our year for expansion. We were unfortunately held back a little during COVID. We were deemed non-essential, like we've been talking about. We manufacture here in the U.S. So that kind of hit us hard. Thankfully, our team is super resilient. We've been able to bounce back and actually have some really cool plans that I know Jordan's super excited about for 2023.
Yeah, actually, Tulumah has been built thus far on just one style, the backpack that you see on our website. So we're super excited for 2023. We've got some new bag designs, maybe a purse, a hip pack, a diaper bag, a duffel bag that's great for travel, maybe some accessories or scarves. We don't have anything specifically dialed in yet, but, you know, we're working through the plans. We're in the drawing board right now. And then on the actual fabric side, we've really only done country so far, but we love the idea of bringing in some city-specific fabrics, maybe some stateside fabrics. So we do have some Hawaii bags right now that are very popular. So we're really excited to bring in some state fabrics, starting with our own California and my beloved home state of Florida. And I'd love to pose the question if any listeners have requests or something you'd love to see, you know, our open door policy, we'd love to hear from you and add it to our list.
Yeah, I'll be looking for the laptop bag, guys. And as a middle-aged guy, I'll be looking for the fanny pack or hip pack. So,
Hey, I'm a big fanny pack girl too. So we'll make sure to get you on the sample train.
Yeah, it used to be bad to admit that, but it's made a comeback. So, definitely
be, have that as a comeback.
Definitely be looking for that. Guys, thanks for coming on iHeartRadio this weekend and the Tech of Sports, and can't wait to see what's next, and great job all around.
Really appreciate it, Rick. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Yeah, appreciate it.